Guided contemplation on equanimity. For this contemplation, you need to bring to mind three people: a friend, someone you dislike, and a neutral person. To begin, just relax and settle the mind. Our intention here is to get rid of any unnecessary aversion and attachment, and to try to see everyone as equal. First, think of your friend. This is someone who, just to think of him or her, makes you smile. How do you feel about this person? Feel your attachment for this person. This is someone we really hope doesn't disappear. So get the feeling and try to exaggerate it a little. Heighten it a little. Then, let's think about what is so appealing about this person. 20 years ago, perhaps this person was a stranger. 20 years from now, maybe he or she will just be a memory. So what is it that we are fixating on now? Are we desperate for this person's love? Also, do we like everything about this person? Who is it exactly who likes them? What part of us? We know how easy it is for our relationships to change. Someone we were once fond of can be someone we don't like anymore. So here, we are looking at this attachment. We are not trying to lose the affection, just the craving, attachment, and dependence. Now, let's move on to our neutral person, the stranger. This could be somebody who works in the supermarket, at the bank, or in a nearby garage. We don't really feel anything for this person. Why not? Doesn't this person matter? Do we not even see this person as a person? Do we ignore people? Do we dismiss people? Are we numb to people? So there's no relationship with this person, no attachment, no aversion. But this person could become our dearest friend or our worst enemy. It could all change. Now call to mind the person whom we do not like, maybe someone who is hostile, whom we feel aversion to. What does this feeling of dislike feel like? Try and let the anger come up, the indignation. We have to admit we find this person horrible, or threatening, or stupid. Try to exaggerate the feeling. Think of the expression on their face. Why do we dislike them so? What are the reasons? Can we list the reasons? What is it we don't like about them? Is it everything? Maybe 20 years ago, this person was not someone we disliked. They were not someone who was our enemy. In 20 years' time, they may be just a memory. Haven't we ever had an opinion about someone that changed? Could there be a difference between the person and our vision of them? We know that everyone wants happiness. No one wants to suffer. And just like us, everyone deserves to find happiness. Why do we discriminate so powerfully? Just think how futile it is to relate to others in such an extreme way. It stops us developing goodwill towards them. It spoils our peace of mind. Can't we accept them for who they are? That's what we want for ourselves. Can't we stop projecting onto others, making them either the cause for our well-being or blaming others for our difficulties? So, picture the friend, the stranger, and the person we don't like in front of us, all three of them. They are just individuals. We know they don't want to suffer, and we know they just want to be happy. We understand this very deeply. We understand them very deeply. Then we can also imagine other people in our mind's eye, other people in the building or the house with us, other people in the neighborhood, others in our city. Imagine all the people in our country. And then all the people in the world, in every country, on every continent, think of them all as being equal. This does not mean that we are indifferent. How are they equal? They are all equal in being worthy of our love, of our compassion. So here, we can let go of all our contemplation and just rest in the feeling, in the experience. And we can mentally dedicate any benefit from this practice towards the well-being of all sentient beings.